The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now, in terms of COVID, yesterday WA hit a record high. We crossed the 17,000 case mark again. What'd you make of it?
Look, I think it's bound to happen. It's everywhere at the moment. I think it's going to grow again.
You think?
Maybe not today.
Do you think we're going to get to 25K that Andy Robertson thinks?
I don't know if we're going to get to 25.
I don't think we are.
Hang on a minute.
I think he's. I think he's gone too far the other way now.
Too far.
Yeah.
Well, you're better off overestimating.
I think you realise
more underestimating.
I think you bug it up the first time.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, two wrongs don't make a right, Andy.
Yeah.
If you want some help with your modelling, just let me know.
I think if we are going to see it go up, it's going to be mid next week,
yeah.
Isn't it? We've got it. Surely there's enough of us. It almost feels like this herd immunity situation, isn't it? Like I go, okay, we've all had it in here. If you haven't had it and you come into this room, you can't get it because
yeah.
we've all had it fairly recently.
Yeah.
So we're getting this situation now where more and more people are protected. I was talking to one of our makeup artists who's been, very concerned about it and has been very careful. And she said now we're only like catching up with friends who've already had it because we can't get it.
Previously,
they were avoiding everyone.
Yeah. 600,000 cases since the pandemic began.
Well, they were
still plenty
more. Weren't there meant to be 500,000 in WA? From memory, I remember that prediction. So we're over that.
Do you know, I've got some information for you as well to me yesterday. So you know how on Mondays there's the total number of new cases is generally low, but PCR testing rates are quite high. Like on this Monday, it was 20,000 PCR tests done and a very low.
You know why? Because Friday people have done a RAT at home. Saturday they've done a RAT or Sunday they've done a RAT and they want it confirmed. And they don't want it to ruin their weekend.
But it was a very low rate. So it was only like over the past few weeks, the hit rate of PCR tests has been about 30%.
Yeah, and then it's...
On Mondays, that drops down to like 17%, which is weird, right? A lot of PCR tests done, not many of them are positive.
But I think,
I know why.
My theory is they've gathered over the weekend. So you've got more of them coming in that are actually negative.
I found out why. It's the FIFO workers who... it's compulsory for them to get PCR tests. So there's a lot of people getting PCR tests
That
don't need it.
They don't have symptoms.
So you've got more people who are not doing it because they have symptoms on Mondays. So there you go.
It's a great one. If you've got a trivia night over the weekend and that question comes up, you'll know now.
Just goes to show, when it comes to the pandemic...
you're the expert.
Yeah, he's a self-appointed.
Dr. Andy Robertson, watch out.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.